Without warning, a strange languor settled over Greg's senses, and the struggle going on just a few yards away slowed down and down. Garments swirled and billowed, while those savage moments became drawn-out, graceful gestures, which he found curiously amusing, as if he were watching some piece of visual comedy on the V. Until a bright flash cut through everything, and a stabbing sensation raced from his head, down neck and shoulder, into his arm and hand, the hand that was still half-curled about the smart gun. His body was his again. He snatched up the weapon and aimed, just as Kuros was drawing back one big fist to strike Kat. Greg yelled, and Kuros looked up and round, providing an excellent target. Uttering a bellow of anger, Greg pressed and held down the firing stud, and a chain of bright barbs struck the Sandrukan full in the face. A scream started, but was cut off. Flame and blood burst up and out as the Sandrukan was flung backwards. Hands briefly clutched at empty air, and the limbs jerked for a few seconds before relaxing finally into motionlessness. The brutal violence was followed by a frozen moment. Then there was the movement next to the corpse. Catriona edging away from the dead Sandrukan. Greg returned the smart gun to its holster, then went over to help her to her feet. She seemed to be unhurt and hardly marked with their enemy's blood.
I must see, Miss MacCready, that you're looking pretty good for a forest phantom.
He suddenly noticed that they were holding each other's arms.
And feeling rather more substantial.
Her face lit up with an intense, wordless glee as she grabbed the lapels of his jacket and pulled him in close enough for her to deliver a long, passionate kiss. When they at last broke apart, Greg drew in a deep breath and made a quiet whistling sound.
Well, that answers one of my questions.
And mine, said Catriona.
There were times when I was sure that I'd never get to do that again, or indeed, with you.
Wait, can you hear that?
Hear what?
It's like a wee voice.
They both fell into a hush, and Greg could hear it, a faint, tinny whisper. Realization struck, and when he raised a hand to his right ear, the comm piece was gone. Patting his clothing, he found it in a fold, and seconds later had it back in place.
Repeating message. Mr. Cameron, please reply.
Kouchi, I hear you, he said. Sorry, but the damned earpiece fell out.
Understood, Mr. Cameron.
And I gather that Kuros is no longer a threat, but have you found the transponder? That shuttle is less than 10 minutes from your position.
Greg stared at Catriona in a kind of uncertain panic.
What? She said.
Kuros had a transponder, and a hegemony ship is on its way here.
He looked upwards, gesturing at the dense veils of foliage. But how can we find it in time?
A transponder, eh?
When Greg looked back, Kat was crouching over the dead Sandrukan, fumbling and rummaging in the long grey robes. Then she made a satisfied sound, straightened, and held out a silver-grey flattened ovoid.
Is that it? I saw him fiddling with it earlier.
Greg described it to Kouchi, who confirmed that it was the device in question. Quickly, Greg took it from Kat's hand, placed it on the planked platform, and brought his heel down on it repeatedly.